I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. East Van Panto is back. It's the sixth year, and joining me now is the distinguished playwright Marcus Youssef. East Van Panto, Wizard of Oz, begins and previews the 28th of November and runs until the 5th of January 2019. When a pipeline bursts, Dorothy and Toto are flung to the magical land of Oz, Nanaimo and Hastings in East Vancouver. It's there that Dorothy is pursued by a wicked witch, and I'll get Mr. Youssef to tell us about this play and more. Marcus Youssef is the artistic director of New World Theatre. He is a playwright whose prolific work has been produced at theatre companies here in Vancouver, as well as throughout the country. Among his notable plays include How Has My Love Affected You?, True Lies, The Adventures of Allie and Allie and the Axis of Evil, and Winners and Losers, among others. The play is on at the York Theatre, 639 Commercial Drive. It stars Christina Quintana, Don Petten, Raugi Yu, Craig Erickson, Yvonne Koshkam, Angela Chu, Dylan Floyd, and Mallory James. Stephen Drover is its director, and Veda Hilly is back with the music. Visit MarcusYusuf.com for more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Marcus Youssef. Mr. Youssef, good morning.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Is this the first time that you've been involved with East Van Panto?
It is, yeah. It's the first panto I've written. I mean, I'm friends and often collaborators with a number of the folks who are regularly involved and have always wanted to write one. But, you know, I had to hire a lobbying firm to finally get asked, and fortunately that worked.
What you've written plays before, but a panto is awfully different, and you're writing for a different audience as well, aren't you?
Yeah, you're absolutely writing for families, and not just families. You're writing for writing for Vancouver families,
mm-hmm.
With a kind of emphasis on East Van, but it's not exclusively for East Van families. Absolutely. It's funny. Sort of 10 or 15 years ago, I wrote a series of political satires that were, you know, much more serious and adult than the
right.
panto, but had the same kind of absurdity and kind of like topicality that the panto has. So it's actually, and those were some of my favorite projects that I've ever written, and felt a bit like returning to that, which has been really fun. And then you get to do fart jokes and stuff too, which is awesome.
That's the thing, because I've been to previous productions of East Van Panto,
yeah.
and whenever there's something absurd on stage about Vancouver, you think for a minute it's not that absurd to begin with, is it?
No, absolutely. I mean, that's the great joy of something is like this, is that you actually get to hold up, you know, some of the things that are, you know, that we don't maybe notice as much because we live with them. But
mm-hmm.
if you kind of point them out, everybody goes, oh, that's hilarious. Or to just take circumstances or things that we're familiar with and transpose them to this wizard, like in this case, the Wizard of Oz story,
mm-hmm.
is really fun. Like, what does Scarecrow become? Like, who is the Wicked Witch? Like, in our context, you know, and all those kinds of things. It's a hugely fun game to play because we are seeing both this iconic story that we know really well and at the same time seeing it remade for specifically for us in this place.
And the thing that I enjoy about East Van Panto is that you know, it is obviously for families, it is for mainly for children, but there's stuff here that adults will get.
Absolutely, and I don't think it is, like, mainly for children. I think it's for children and adults. Like, I think it's fully for families, so I think it's, you know, I mean, I think that, like, the people who do it best, the Pixar people have, like, kind of absolutely kind of perfected that genre of, like, being able to write something that kids completely love, and at the same time there's lots for the adults to feel really engaged with, and that's certainly a kind of, you know, not that I'm a Pixar writer by any stretch, but that's the kind of model I have in my head about how to do it. Because, you know, I like writing political jokes, and there's lots of local political jokes
sure.
and Canada political jokes in it, too.
Yeah. So what, without giving away, tell us as much as you'd like about what happens in this production.
This is the really hard part, because you don't want to give it away, but you kind of want to give people enough to kind of tempt them.
Yeah.
Maybe we can play a bit of a guessing game. Like, so the Wicked Witch is the Wicked Witch of Western Canada. Who would you think the Wicked Witch of Western Canada would be right now?
Well, it's tough. I don't know. I mean, for some people, it's still Christy Clark.
I know, and you know, we thought Christy, that was the first thought, for
yeah.
sure, that was the first thought, but then it was like, oh, you know what, Christy's kind of receded into a different life now, so it didn't go with that.
I have a feeling I know, but I don't know, should I?
It's a pipeline story.
Yeah, so Rachel Notley.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking of, when you're writing a thing like this, it really is
yeah.
of the times, isn't it?
Absolutely. Topicality is critical. It's part of the, you know, the panto is a really old form in the UK, a very traditional form. that's been happening for, I don't know, certainly decades, if not longer. And topicality and locality are absolute bedrocks of the form. So it's silliness and stuff, but it is always about current events and things that are happening and happening locally. And that's a really, really essential part of it.
And then the music, of course, Vita Hilly, she's back with that. And the music is also contemporary. A lot of the stuff that she writes is of what people are hearing, say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's another one of the great joys of the Panto. And we're really lucky because Veda took a break from playing. She composed the songs last year. But if your listeners know, Veda is one of Vancouver's great singer-songwriters. Mm-hmm. And she took a break from playing last year, but she's back playing in the Panto this year, which we're really thrilled about. And yes, what she does, when I write the outline and we kind of figure out what the story is and what the characters are, she then goes and mines her unbelievable encyclopedic knowledge of pop songs to pick pop songs that she thinks will fit in terms of the characters and telling the story and all those kinds of things. And that is, again, one of the super joyful things is you have yet another mashup, which is the mashup of that story, all the locality, and then these pop songs. And Veda's just brilliant at this. She's unbelievably good at it. The songs are they're absolutely terrific. And in this case, we get to reference a couple of the movie songs as well. It's mostly not the movie songs, but there are a couple of homages to the movie as well.
So it is a collaborative effort, even though you're the playwright. You're working with even the actors that contribute to what'll be on stage, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, things change in rehearsal. Like, I write a script, and, I did write the script, and Veda wrote all the songs, but when we're in rehearsal, we just finished our first big run-through on the weekend, and out of that, actors had a bunch of suggestions, and I take some of them and don't take others other ones, based on what I think and generally what everybody thinks. And then the other thing about the Panto form is that a huge part of it is interaction, as interaction with the audience.
Uh-huh.
So those are always going to necessarily be somewhat improvised based on what the audience does, which is another thing that makes it feel super kind of present and super exciting, is that, depending on what the audience does, the actors will respond to that.
Now, is this usually how you work? I mean, other than, say, the Panto thing that you just referenced, but working with the other people in the production, I mean, do they contribute as much in your other, say, plays?
I'm a fairly collaborative writer to begin with. Like, I'm always interested in what people... Theater is a very collaborative form. It's kind of, the writer is an important, obviously an important part, but the idea of a writer working alone in their garret and perfecting every single word in isolation and then handing it to some actors and running away is not actually how it works for most people.
Mm.
Usually there's a lot of workshopping of new plays of all kinds and all genres that involves actors, it all involves the fancy theater word dramaturge, essentially a story editor, as well as the director, and happens over a couple of years and involves actually a lot of input from a lot of people. Theater, not just Panto's, all theater is a very collaborative form. So, I would say that generally I tend to be a fairly collaborative writer.
So Dorothy in this production is played by Christina Quintana, is that right?
Christine Quintana, yeah.
Quintana,
right.
Pardon me. And I just realized that you both received Siminovich Prizes last year.
Yeah, so the Siminovich Prize is an extraordinary prize that recognizes the body of work of a single theater artist in Canada every year, and it rotates between a playwright, a designer, and a director. Last year was playwriting, and I was the recipient. And one of the amazing things about the Siminovich Prize is that the recipient gets to pick a protege, and the prize is worth it's equal to Canada's largest culture prize, it's a $100,000 prize.
Mm-hmm.
But of that $100,000, $25,000 goes to the protege, and I picked Christine, who is an unbelievably talented young playwright as well, as my protege.
And so had you worked together before?
Yeah, we worked together. So she worked for my company for 5 years.
Mm.
I dramaturged her first play. We collaborate constantly.
And she's one of the leading voices, young voices in this town.
Absolutely.
And across Canada as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would, nationally, absolutely. Her play Selfie just won the Dora Maver Moore Award, which is the Toronto Theatre Awards for Best New Play this year.
Yeah. So you said in your speech accepting the prize recently, that, or I guess that was last year, that you write about things you can't explain. So after writing the East Van Panto this year, What do you know about how we feel about Vancouver? I mean, it is a city that we often loathe. We're frustrated by, but it is special, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you know, the Panto's a little different in that, you know, some of my work does, or a lot of my work does focus on more serious themes, mm-hmm. And is explorations of, you know, questions that I think are really fundamental and maybe that we're not dealing with in a kind of, you know, honest or open way in our society. The Panto is first and foremost a celebration. And I think that, I mean, what I love about the Panto right now is that, you know, it celebrates East Vancouver, but it also makes fun of East Vancouver. Mm. You know, it's like, and it makes fun of us, and it's ultimately, in our Panto, Dorothy's from Port Coquitlam, and she always dreams of going to, you know, the progressive woke East Van, and the pipeline bursts, and so she ends up in East Van, and she has this amazing time and meets these weird, wacky, incredible friends, but what she learns is the same sort of lesson that is at the heart of the books and the movie, which is that there's no place like home, and in that, in her case, is the suburbs, and that really what matters is the place we are, not what that place, you know, not that it is not only defined by the challenges that it's facing.
And so what's kept you here after all these, because I'm sure you've had the opportunity to move elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my wife and I, we lived here in the early 1990s out of school, and I kind of followed her, and then we had kids really soon, so really it's just been, this is our home, like this is where our family is, where our kids grew up. They're older now, and, you know, in all those years when they were growing up, moving never felt like a great option. And I love Vancouver. I mean, there's, you know, yeah, I have, you know, sometimes I wish, as a theater artist, it would, you know, I think, oh, it would be great to be somewhere that's bigger. Uh-huh. But at the same time, I have been part of an extraordinary community of artists of my age and my generation who have built a really thriving, cool little scene. And many of us take our work all over the world. And I'm very lucky to have that happen. And so, yeah, I love Vancouver. There is no place like home, as it were.
I was just going to say that, yeah, for you, yeah, in your career. So when you think of this community, and especially when you have the chance to go elsewhere and hear from people who yeah. look at this place and see the what a unique community it is in your business, one is proud of the talent and the surfeit of talent here.
Absolutely. Many people, you know, because theater is a slightly marginal or kind of an activity that lots of people don't necessarily know about. People might be surprised to know that there are a number of artists and a number of companies and shows from this city who, as I said, like tour the world all the time. And one of the really exciting things that I notice about people from other places, particularly people from other places across Canada, what they say about Vancouver is they're amazed by how collaborative our scene is, and how much we work together, which in a way has been because of necessity, because of the challenges the city brings. That is such an extraordinary strength that we have. We do not treat each other like competitors. We start things together. Companies work together all the time. We start spaces together, and we don't go, oh, we're competing for the same funding or the same audiences. We have to not talk to each other. We absolutely don't work that way. And that's been a real boon for this community.
And that's the same with this production, certainly, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, what's next for you after East Van Panto?
I'm got a bunch of things on the go. Right away after we open, I head to Banff, where I'm working with the Banff Center to kind of revision their theater program and what their theater program at the Banff Center for Arts and Creativity might look like. I wrote a play with Jamie Long, who is the co-artistic director of Theater Replacement, called Winners and Losers, that toured for many years, and that's been optioned into a movie by local filmmaker Mina Shum, and we're writing the screenplay for that in January and February. Then in March, I'm off to Hong Kong, where we're touring King Arthur's Knight, which is a show that we didn't premiere, but presented at the Bush Festival last year. And in between in there, I'm also doing a show at the Bush Festival called Awkward Conversations. So that's the next 3 months.
Well, it's a busy 3 months. And now I understand with Theater Replacement, you're the co-artistic director there, but you're on leave, is that right?
Yeah, except that's Theater Replacement. I'm New World.
New World, pardon me.
Director of New World, yeah. And I mean, we work together a lot.
Yeah.
and we're close friends. So, but yeah, it's actually a separate company. But I am on administrative leave this year. Yeah, one of the, you know, extraordinary opportunities that winning that crazy big award gave me was to take a year to just focus on creative work. So I'm using a bit of the money to subsidize myself to just focus on creative work this year. And I'm writing a number of commissions,
right,
and it's giving me some a little more headspace to do that, which is really great.
So when you're full time at New World,
yeah,
is that a lot of, say, administrative work, a lot of paperwork, say?
Well, like we have a manager, like a managing producer, and we have a staff of five. So it's not like I'm doing all the paperwork, but there is a lot of holding the sort of, yes, a lot of the programming and the writing of grants and that kind of stuff is stuff I have to do. So I spend about half my day generally when I'm not in rehearsal doing that work. And that's sort of half the year that I get to add to my creative time this year.
Yeah, so when you have this time now to write and to work on creative projects, but by the way, how do you write? Is there a certain time that you do that or a time of day?
Mostly in the mornings, like generally, and this is just because of being the AD of a company where I really do need to kind of put in 4 hours a day minimum on that work.
Yeah.
I generally start working at 8 or 8.30 in the morning, and I try desperately not to look at my email or anything until 1 o'clock.
So it must be great now to have that extra time, say.
Exactly. Of course, I've filled it with more projects, but, you know, as best it ever was.
Yeah, so how do you keep your strength up then, say, especially if you're also performing in this time?
I'm performing less and less because I do find that too exhausting.
Oh, okay.
I am performing King Arthur when we tour, but I'm not performing a ton. I'll do one show next year. You know, the usual Vancouver things, working out, eating well. I'm also at a stage in my life where, you know, we had our kids fairly young, and my sons are 19 and 23, and so we actually have more time in our lives than we ever have. Like, you know, all this work that I've been doing for years and years, I also did while raising kids, which is kind of insane. It's what everybody does.
Right.
But I actually feel like I have more time and space in my life, you know, whereas many of my colleagues who are in their 40s are having little kids now, right? But I was in my, you know, I was 25 when we had our first, so that sort of phase is done for me.
Now, we ought to urge people listening that they should get tickets for East Van Panto quickly, because these things sell out, don't they?
No, in fact, I just looked on the website today because of friends who are, and, you know, honestly, like, I'd say 80% of the shows are now limited.
Yeah.
So they're going to start selling out, and the publicity hasn't even really started to come out yet. So, and it's just such a hugely popular family tradition in Vancouver that I really would urge people that if they want tickets, they should get them now.
Yeah. Well, Marcus, it's been such a pleasure to speak.
Oh, yeah.
I've been an admirer of your work for many years, and so this has been fun for me. Thanks for this, and break a leg,
thanks,
as I say.
Okay, thanks a lot.
East Van Panto, Wizard of Oz, is at the Kulch, the 28th of November through to the 6th of January. Visit thekulch.com for tickets and information. Marcus Youssef, it's Playwright. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.